The return to Australia of a group of women and children with links to Islamic State fighters has been causing a political storm. But there's also a discussion about how to integrate the so-called ISIS brides and their young ones back into Australian life after years of living in camps in Syria. Australian law enforcement agencies have been investigating the women for offences that relate to travelling to Syria at a time it was a war zone with no functioning government. It was in this region more than a decade ago that radical Islamists were trying to establish a medieval-style caliphate, and brutal executions horrified people globally. Abul Rizvi is a former Deputy Secretary for the Department of Immigration, and he says support will be provided to the children of mothers who face criminal proceedings.
I imagine the police have been coordinating with child protection authorities. They will take charge of the children in terms of determining how they will be managed, where they will be placed with their family, including the triggering of de-radicalisation programs, that sort of thing.
Experts say the children will potentially carry the trauma of living in terrible conditions in Syrian camps. Abul Rizvi says they will likely be surrounded by specialists on their return.
What that usually involves is a case manager. That person would bring together a range of experts, specialists, psychologists, clinical experts, social workers, people from the community. Community leaders in particular are very important in de-radicalisation programs. And all of those people would be involved in managing each individual case, depending on the circumstances of the case and the issues exhibited by the individual.
Counter-terrorism expert Professor Greg Barton says Australia has strong de-radicalisation programs and are successful networks already operating in Victoria.
In recent years, it's been run by the Board of Imams Victoria, working in partnership with Victoria Police. A lot of experience for both of those parties and for others that can be involved religious counselling, but also just practical assistance.
The group's arrival in Australia comes while there's grieving and outrage in the community over the Bondi terror attack. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and senior government ministers have been repeatedly expressing their contempt for the women returning home, given their links to ISIS, saying they made a horrific choice to join a dangerous terrorist organisation. The coalition says Labor should have done more to prevent the group from coming home, while the Greens are welcoming the return of the families, saying they're being used as a political football. But the big question is whether anyone in this group will pose a risk to people in Australia.